This morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, all right, I suppose. As long as I'm indoors and out of the breeze this morning.
Yeah, it's a little windy.
It's a little windy outside this morning. 25 degrees is the air temperature right now, but I'm guessing wind chill's got to be hovering somewhere down around 10-ish, thereabouts.
Yeah.
That sound about right?
Yeah.
A little breezy outside, so if you're getting the kiddies, we're ready to head off to school this morning. It's not going to get much better throughout the day either, by the way. So when they come home, they're going to be experiencing a lot of the same conditions that they're going through this morning. So make sure they take the proper clothing with them. And if your kids are anything like we were when we were young, very young, make sure they bring all that clothing home with them after school, too. We've all been there, haven't we?
You betcha.
How's Brett this morning?
Oh, ready to roll, I guess.
Well, good. I guess.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. You got no choice, buddy. Get in with it. Get up with it. Tell us about Camlin's.
Hey, planned service on your furnace is like taking your car in for its regular maintenance. Any mechanical object needs regular checkups, and your furnace is no different. When Camlin Plumbing and Heating does a planned service call for your furnace, we have a several-point checklist that will check things to make sure your furnace is right and in the proper order. We don't just put in a filter and leave. We will give you a copy of what we have checked, and from then on, your home will show any concerns that we might have brought to you, need to bring to your attention. Our job is to make your furnace last as long as possible, and we take that responsibility seriously. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286 to be put on our automatic plan service list. And from there on, we'll call you every fall and make sure to get the most out of your investment.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. You know, this is kind of a short week for a lot of folks with the Thanksgiving holiday coming up this week on Thursday. And then, of course, we have Friday, which I guess has become an even bigger holiday than Thanksgiving. The old Black Friday holiday, as folks get the official start of the Christmas holiday shopping season underway. But there's hopefully an even bigger day coming up yet this week, too. And that would be Small Business Saturday. Have you spent much time thinking about where your dollars go when you take off on that Christmas shopping extravaganza? You know, Small Business Saturday is really kind of a gimmick that started a few years back. American Express is actually the ones that started Small Business Saturday to help keep the small businesses that keep our nation running moving forward. Folks at American Express obviously saw the value in that. They're going to see some back in that as well. But is Small Business Saturday really helping small businesses across the country? Well, I was looking through an article the other day, and it quoted a number of different sources and some statistics about Small Business Saturday. Of course, Small Business Saturday is an effort just to encourage folks to think about the small businesses, not just the big boxes, when you go out to do your Christmas holiday shopping. There's a lot of money that's going to be spent over the course of the Christmas holiday shopping season. And so much of the money that is spent, so much of that is spent in so many different places these days. We're such a mobile society that folks don't seem to think much about hopping in the car and taking off and heading off to the large shopping centers. But what does that do to your small community that you're leaving behind? When you drive down the road, that's really what you're doing, is leaving your money someplace else to benefit others. So if you can do something locally, it can really help turn things in a small community. Small businesses pay taxes. Folks who own and operate small businesses or folks that belong to churches, they shop in local grocery stores. They do all kinds of different things, too. So the support works around in a small community. There are about 23 million small businesses in the country, and some of those small businesses have actually increased. The number of them have increased since 1982 by 49%. So most of the most of the business growth in the country is really due to the growth in small businesses. 54% of U.S. sales actually happen at small businesses. Now, small businesses also have created 8 million jobs since 1990. And franchised small businesses employ roughly 8 million people and make up 40% of all American retail jobs. So there's a lot going on out there in the small business world. Now, when you take a look at some of the other things that happen in small businesses, too, they donate a lot, as you can imagine. And folks who run small businesses, as we do here, will also understand this very well. You donate back to the community a lot, don't you?
Oh, yeah. The Rotary Auction was a perfect example the other day.
There are many examples. Yeah. Schools and all kinds of different organizations and things. Oh, absolutely. Sometimes I don't think that people understand how many folks come knocking at the door at a small business looking for donations. So when you're spending your money with some of the small businesses locally, in a way, you're kind of making donations to some of the things that are important to the people that live in your local community. Small businesses donate about 250% more than larger businesses to the nonprofits and community causes. And that's Seattle Good Business Network is the source for that information. About 250% more small businesses donate than the large businesses to the local nonprofits and community causes. If you spend $100 at a local business, roughly $68 stays in your local economy. If you spend the same at a large business, about 43% stays in the local economy. And that's a civics economic study in Grand Rapids, Michigan, showed those numbers. And also, according to an AT&T Small Business Technology poll, 66% of small businesses plan to keep spending money on digital marketing. According to the same study, about 66% couldn't survive without all of that wireless technology out there. Now, when you take a look at Small Business Saturday itself, some numbers, American Express says that in 2012, about $5.7 billion was spent. That's about 3.6%. I'm sorry, this is 2013 statistics. That was about 3.6% more than was spent in 2012. Also, according to Businessweek, 41 governors across the country gave proclamations supporting Small Business Saturday, so they understand that it's important. Also, Small Business Saturday has more than 3.3 million Facebook fans, according to Businessweek. I don't know if that's important to you or not, but that's a lot. That's a lot of folks that are tuned in one way or another. 77% plan to shop at small businesses on that holiday, according to American Express. American Express also says that 71% of people out there are aware of the Small Business Saturday holiday, compared to 67% in 2012, so it's gaining in popularity. 294 cities across the country have proclamations welcoming the Small Business Saturday holiday. 370 advocacy organizations endorsed the day. And, of course, Twitter blows up with stuff like that as well. And 93% of Americans say they believe in supporting small businesses. In 2012, $5.5 billion was spent on Small Business Saturday. In fact, according to the Daily Iowan, a business owner in Iowa City saw a 30% increase in his sales on that day. And that's just here close to home. There are a number of others as well. And they're projecting some of the things that might happen this year, too. It's kind of hard to really quantify the exact consumer spending habits on Small Business Saturday. But they do project that, for example, on Twitter, Small Business Saturday is likely to see about a 65% increase from last year. $5.9 billion is the likely amount to be spent this Small Business Saturday, as there's been a year-to-year increase of about $200 million over the last couple of years. So that's where they're projecting. They say that Americans are likely to spend about $684 on shopping in general, and they're afraid that might be down a little bit from last year. However, they are predicting that a larger percentage of that money will go towards small businesses. Online shopping is reaching an all-time high. Small businesses who have successful online initiatives, of course, then have a distinct advantage there, too. Consumers will continue to be extremely price-conscious. Small businesses who can offer low prices and good deals will also be at an advantage. And they're also saying that shoppers now care as much about the shopping experience as they do about the gifts that they get. And that puts small business owners at a big advantage because they get person-to-person, face-to-face personal contact, which often you don't get at some large stores. Some large stores have automatic checkouts. You don't even get to talk to a human being when you go to check out. That's just no fun.
You know, you're forgetting one thing, too. If you have trouble with something in a small business, you bring it back to the store. You're not waiting in a line.
Very true. Very true. There are some, that's almost a a business in itself after the holidays to watch some of the big stores on the night of, on Christmas evening. They'll have a huge crew that'll come in simply to push a huge section of merchandise out of the way and set up a whole bunch of temporary cash registers to handle all the returns and things and whatever else they're going to come back. It's an assembly line. is what it is. So it's a different experience. So when you do shop with the small businesses, you kind of have a general idea of who you're going to talk to. You know, if there's an issue that comes up, and issues come up, it's only natural. At least you kind of know who you're going to talk to, and you know you can sit down and visit face-to-face, as opposed to someplace else where you've got to fill out a form and, well, you know, whatever else you've got to go through. So Small Business Saturday this Saturday. It's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving, the day after Black Friday. Think about where your money is going and how you can best use that money, not just to benefit your family with all the neat things you are looking to buy, but also how it will continue to do good for the community after it leaves your hands. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Emergency service is second nature to us at Camlin Plumbing and Heating. We know that you can't time when something's going to break or start leaking. We have an emergency service plan in effect and always have had. When you call either of our stores in Atlantic or Harlan, you will get a recording with an emergency cell phone number. If our technician doesn't answer immediately, leave a message on the phone and he'll get back to you as soon as possible. Emergencies in life seem to go together, and we at Camlin Plumbing and Heating want to make that part of your life easier. Try us next time and give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today comes to us from Stephen Colbert. Thankfully, dreams can change. If we'd all stuck with our first dream, the world would be overrun with cowboys and princesses.
Got that right. Thank you very much, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, you go make it a great day, and God bless America.